When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Brew is in need of a second date update this morning, and that's kind of what we do. We try to help people out who feel that they're being blown off after what was otherwise a successful date. Drew, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Happy to.
Yeah, it's really not a super exciting story. You know, I met a girl on Tinder. We went out for drinks, and I thought we got along, like, really great. And, you know, we were messaging back on Tinder for about a day or so. And, you know, then we met up on Friday and hung out for a couple of hours. It was really great. Super casual, laid back, kind of relaxed vibe. You know, the conversation was really good, and I mean, I thought she was really cute, and she just, you know, made several comments about my appearance. So I was also getting the vibe that she was attracted to me. So, yeah, I mean, she was definitely flirting with me. Like, the vibes were there, and she had to leave eventually, obviously. And I guess she had a party to go to with her friends or something. I told her, you know, I'd call her later. She's like, yeah, that's cool. So, all right, I called her later. She didn't answer, and then I texted her a couple times. And called her once more, even kind of after that, and she hasn't gotten back to me. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, we had a great date, so I'm pretty confused. I want to know what's up.
So it was two meetups then. The first time was over drinks, and then you chatted back and forth on Tinder some more, and then met up again. Did I hear that right?
Oh no, it was one meetup, and then we had the conversations on Tinder leading to the one meetup that was really awesome. And then, you know, we said that we'd hang out again.
Gotcha.
And I let her, I know that I'd call her, yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't hit me up after, you know, I'd said it was a really nice time, you know, and then I called her and she didn't hit me up. So,
right.
Yeah, there was just no follow-up and no second date planned. It's really weird.
Did you get a sense from her that she's kind of a flake, you know, that she's real hot and cold? Because she kept talking about how attractive you are. And then to go cold like that all of a sudden just makes me think, oh, she found someone who's even more attractive. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That type of person.
Yeah, I didn't get the, I mean, I look, I don't ever really know flakes when I see them in the beginning.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's hard to tell. I mean, it looked like we were into each other, so who knows? That's what you guys are for.
Right.
We're the experts here, and that should scare you.
Well, I'll tell you what, unless there's anything else that you think is pertinent that we need to know, because I assume if there was an awkward moment or anything that went wrong or that maybe it wasn't your finest moment, you've thought of it.
Not really. Like, it was like really a very normal, cool date. That's why I'm so kind of perplexed.
All right. Well, then we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call her up. And we'll see what distracted her, why she's suddenly gone MIA. As Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Drew met Leslie on Tinder, and when they got together, it definitely felt like she was attracted to him big time because, well, she kept mentioning, she kept talking about his appearance, and he was getting that vibe. And eventually she had to split because she had a party to go to with some friends, but the plan was they were going to try to reconvene. They talked about rendezvousing later anyway, and so he just assumed he'd be hearing from her sooner than later, and then that never happened. So he reached out and she never responded. And the last time he talked to her was what, last Friday?
Yeah, that's when the date was. So then we kind of left it off on what I thought was a great terms, and I thought I'd hear from her again. Just nothing.
Nothing still. Okay. Let's call her and see what's going on here.
Hello?
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, yeah.
There she is. How you doing this morning? It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102.
Hi, Leslie.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hi.
We catching at a bad time?
No, I'm just surprised to hear from you.
Well, we do that every now and then. We call random folks just to check in, introduce ourselves, see if they've ever heard of our show, if they're fans.
And if they're not, we try to convince them to be.
Yeah. Kind of campaigning.
Well, I am a fan.
Oh, good.
Hi, guys. Okay.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Second Date Update?
I am, yeah.
That's convenient because we spoke with someone who you got together with and they would like to see you again or at least get an explanation from you as to why it seems like you're blowing them off. Do you remember Drew?
Yeah, I remember Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any potential there? Because he was under the impression the last time he saw you that you two were going to reconnect and it never happened. And I guess he's reached out more than once and it's been nothing from you. So I don't know if you've been busy or you're not good at getting back to people or...
No, I mean, to be honest, like, he's definitely, like, a good-looking guy. I sleep with him for sure, but he said that he was, like, looking for more of a relationship, and honestly, for me, it's just not what I'm looking for right now. It's just... I need a guy with, like, better plans for the future.
Oh.
Yeah. Did he tell you what he did for a living?
I don't think so, no.
We didn't really ask either.
Yeah.
So, like, he works at a car wash, which is, like, fine. I'm not knocking it. And, like, you know, if he had, like, a goal to, like, open up his own business, his own car wash or something, I think I'd be okay with that. But he like, thinks he's going to make millions going on game shows. It's just not my thing. Like he spends all of his free time, he says, practicing. So he says he watches everything on like the game show network and that he's in touch with the network. Like he's expecting a callback soon for the $100,000 pyramid.
The $100,000 pyramid. Isn't that the one Michael Strahan hosts? Doesn't he host that one?
He does.
Show network.
He does the pyramid show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually has been making a big comeback, though. Game shows. I feel like I'm seeing more
They're
commercials
cheap to produce.
For them.
They're cheap to produce.
Well, we get emails from casting directors all the time asking us to promote, like if they're doing a casting call or whatnot.
Yeah.
So they're always looking for people. And if this is something he's passionate about, and he practices, and he's one of those people that is really quick on his feet and has all this random knowledge. I don't know. There might be something there.
There might be something there. I've had to take the game show network away from my mother.
Oh, you have?
Yes, because she will sit there and watch that and get very angry at the contestants when they don't get the really obvious answers. And I get worried about her blood pressure, and I'm like, Mom, this is meant for enjoyment, not to get all fired up and
that's
feisty
so
over
the pyramid game, though, that's the one that they have the celebrities on a lot, too, right?
There's a couple that have have celebrities on it, but yeah, I've been watching the Game Show Network a lot.
Oh, I used to love the Game Show Network.
Yeah, Leah Remini hosts a show, and hers isn't very good.
No,
and she's not a very good host. You could do such a better job, Jeff, at her job.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Drew, good. Talk to us about this game show passion you have.
Oh, I will be the next Ken Jennings. It's 100% going to happen. There's no doubt about it. Just wait and see. You'll come around.
Is Jeopardy your favorite game show?
Jeopardy? Yeah, I like Jeopardy.
How do you feel about Cash Explosion from the Ohio Lottery?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Any of these are going to put money in my bank account. Just watch. I'm going to make bank, you know? But in the meantime, did you say you'd be willing to sleep with me?
Yeah, that's what I got that too at the very beginning. Funny. I'm like, that's all I needed to hear. Go out with me. Don't go out with me. That's all I needed to hear.
I would sleep with you.
Yeah, well, I'm down with that.
Well, that's assuming you had a little more direction, though, right, Leslie? Like, didn't you just say, A, he wants more of a relationship than you want right now, and B, he's a little directionless, so if you were going to get involved with him, you'd want someone who maybe had a backup plan to game shows?
Well, not if it's just casual. I can just do casual with a game show nerd.
But Drew, would you be okay with keeping it casual? She seems to think that you want more.
I'm open to casual with Leslie.
Okay.
Hey, we just solved the problem.
This has really turned.
Okay.
What do you know?
All right. Drew, you're a winner.
I always feel bad for those contestants that do like really, really great in the qualifying rounds. And you could tell they're stepping
in.
Like, yeah, they're stepping in and they think they're going to win that $50,000 or that $100,000. And then they totally blow it. And you could tell they're about ready to break into tears, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so that makes me wonder if they are people who have been planning this whole time to make their millions on the Game Show Network tour. You know,
yeah, because they do go on a lot of them. It's like if you get on one and you're a really good contestant. I remember that with The Price is Right. Remember that documentary about the guy that did all the episodes of The Price is Right? And he just constantly was like putting himself out there. And he got on like, I don't know, 3 times, 4 times, something like that.
Yeah, you got to have the right level of enthusiasm.
You got to be like me.
Be very conversational.
I should go on a game show.
That's right.
That's the thing. I mean, you do have to have personality plus, and like it or not, Fritz has got personality plus.
Yeah, she could be a great game show contestant.
I've never been on a game show except for that one time that we all did that Family Feud style game down at the, the Fountain Square. Remember? Yeah. We had a little thing like that, but man, would that be fun?
I would even argue, Drew, that I don't know what your personality, I mean, we've only spoken to you on the phone, but I would say personality is even more important than knowledge in many cases.
Yeah. Well, definitely outside of Jeopardy.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Absolute fool of yourself in the best way to get noticed and get picked. And you know how it goes. You just got to, you can't be afraid to be judged. You just do it.
Put it
out there.
Yeah, you know the drill.
Now, are you interested only in being like a solo dude on game shows, or are you going to get like a team and do a Family Feud or like America Says? Have you guys seen that one, America Says?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a doozy on the Game Show Network. They'll be like, America Says, name a hot spot to go on vacation. And then they'll have like
Florida.
They'll have the first letter
World.
Of all Lake of the Soho. Answers. And there'll be like 10 different answers on the board.
Okay.
And you have to guess what all these answers were by going just from the first letter.
What America said. It's kind of like Family Feud.
Kind of, but they give you a little bit of a hint. You get a hint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We're going to pay for your next meetup. We'll set it up with Drew. Leslie, you'll be hearing from him. And now that we got all this figured out, he's going to be a famous game show person someday. And you guys are just going to keep it casual, which you're going to regret when he's a rich man Ken Jennings kind of money. Just saying.
Thank you.
We wish you both the best of luck, though. Thanks for coming on Second Date Update, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.